with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The death of Pope Francis sets the gears in motion for a period of public mourning and a new papal conclave to follow.
Cardinals are coming to Rome from around the world to participate in that funeral mass, as are heads of state. Then the conclave procedures begin. There are a few days of closed meetings. These are when the cardinals get together and meet in secret. They're receiving reports from all the different Vatican offices of what the financial situation is, what the problems are facing the church around the world, and what are the qualities that are needed to bring the church forward. At a certain point, they stop those meetings and the conclave begins.
That's correspondent Nicole Winfield reporting from the Vatican. Pope Francis died early this morning from a cerebral stroke and heart failure. An abortion clinic can reopen in Wyoming, according to a judge.
Wyoming's only abortion clinic is starting to provide abortions again after a judge suspended two state laws. One law requires abortion clinics to be licensed as outpatient surgical centers, and the other requires women planning a medication abortion to have an ultrasound. Wellspring Health Clinic in Casper, Wyoming, has not provided abortions since February 28th. That's because of the licensing law. Now, women will once again be able to get abortions in central Wyoming, while the two laws continue to be fought in court. The clinic and others are suing to challenge the laws and Wyoming abortion bans that were blocked by another judge. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Harvard University announced its filed suit to halt a federal freeze on more than $2.2 billion in grants after the institution said it would defy the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 971 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans see no problem with women getting abortion pills in the mail.
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents think receiving abortifacient drugs through the mail is a good thing and should remain legal. All major religious groups are of the same mind, including 50% of white evangelical Christians and 51% of Hispanic Protestants. In fact, well over half of all the abortions carried out in the U.S. these days are done with pills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some parents in a suburban Maryland county want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle. The parents say they object for religious reasons. The Montgomery County school system has refused, and now the U.S. Supreme Court will decide. Arguments in the case are set for Tuesday before the justices. The conservative majority court has repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination. SRN News. Despite criticism and court orders, President Donald Trump's policy of deporting foreign criminals remains overwhelmingly popular with voters. Bernie Bennett has more.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 79% of likely U.S. voters believe it is important that illegal immigrants who committed crimes in America should be deported, including 56% who consider it very important. Only 17% don't think it's important. A survey of 1,061 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 15th and 17th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, has pleaded guilty to capital murder. Patrick Crucius changed his plea Monday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.